This is an IELTS energy bonus. Our Android app can save you from these false friends.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Your first language can cause issues in English, and not just in pronunciation. Learn some fun false friends today and find out how you can finally get the All Ears English app on your Android. Let's make IELTS fun.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Aubrey, we need to remind some students out there about an amazing opportunity now available, finally.
Yes, bonus, guys. This is so exciting that our app is finally available on Android. We had so many students ask for this. Every time we would let you know we had an app, several students would comment, I have a Samsung. I need it on Android. And we're excited. This finally has come to realization.
Guys, students, Android users out there, don't feel alone, because I was in that Android boat with you. Every time a student would ask, like, yeah, your app sounds amazing. I really want to use it because it would really help me. I want to learn vocab. I want to improve my listening. Take these lessons with me in my pocket around the world. But I can't because it's not on Android. But guys, it is on Android now, the All Ears English app. Transcripts, podcasts, personal power vocab lists, and more features in development, guys. So get in now, allearsenglish.com/Android. Our goal today, IELTS students, is to prove to you how much you need native natural vocabulary that you get in this app. We are going to talk about mistakes we hear students make because they have words in their first language that sound the same as English words. We call these false friends or false cognates. Both are the same. Aubrey, what is an example of a false friend?
So I remember in my French classes, mostly, these would come up all the time. And I would be so confused. I remember the first one that I messed up on an exam, the verb attendre, which means to wait, looks like attend in English.
Yes.
So I used it to mean to attend, and I got it wrong, and I was mad and confused. And we got the talk of there are false friends, false cognates, where it looks like one word or it sounds like a word in English, but it's not. It means something totally different.
You guys, this is yet another reason why English is so hard, right? Because English is not from one source. It is from so many different languages all mushed together. That's why spelling is a mess. That's why pronunciation is a mess. English is so hard, guys. I know that, like, I have made that classic mistake in Spanish, right? Wanting to say that, like, I was embarrassed. And embarrassed, yes, in English, like, I feel shame. Oops, I did something wrong and I'm sad about it. I'm embarrassed. But guys, embarazada in Spanish means pregnant. It doesn't mean embarrassed. So I totally have made that mistake before. I wish I had a Spanish app like the All Ears English app.
I know, right? Exactly. Because these exist in every language. Whatever your first language is, there are false cognates, false friends to English, words that sound like an English word that means something totally different. And you need to be aware of these. So the vocabulary part of the app is the best way to learn vocabulary in context as part of natural conversations. And then you can add those words to your personal power vocabulary list so that you know what they mean and you use them in the right sense.
Exactly, guys. So what happens? We're gonna tell you a couple more words, guys, touching on different languages and the false friends. But what you see in the app, guys, I just want to describe it to you. I want you, everyone listening, close your eyes and just picture, just imagine on your phone, guys, you open up the All Ears English app, you see a recent episode that you're like, oh, wow, this is an IELTS topic. This is great. They're going to talk about work meetings or whatever. Right? Because that comes up on IELTS, guys. All of these topics on the All Ears English podcast, exactly. They all come up on IELTS. So you see this and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know how to talk about this with great native vocabulary. I'm going to learn. So you open up the podcast and the transcript comes scrolling up on the screen automatically as you listen. You don't have to do anything. The app does all the work for you. So you're listening and reading at the same time, which, guys, this is the best way to improve your listening skills, okay? The best way. And while the transcript is scrolling past your eyes, there will be certain phrases highlighted for you. These are keywords we choose that we think students have to learn these because not a lot of you guys know this. And these are the phrases that will give you an 8, a 9 for vocab. And all you have to do is think, oh, wow, I really want to use this. Tap on it and it automatically gets added to your personal power vocab list. I love this app so much. I'm so glad I finally get to use it. Before we get to the rest of the vocab, there's three more, guys. AllEarsEnglish.com/Android, all right? Test it out for free and then subscribe to the app. Okay.
Yes, and you made a really good point really quick that the All Ears English podcast, all of those episodes, if you're not listening to it yet, preparing for IELTS, you should be, because it's all great vocabulary for preparing for IELTS. And they're quick episodes, 10 to 15 minutes. It's like a quick win of vocabulary each time.
I love it.
So yeah, really good point. Okay, let's get to our vocabulary.
Yeah, gosh, you could just do a quick lesson every day in the morning. Like, it's so good. Okay. So I'm going to let you do the next one because it's a false friend in French and you are the French person. So.
Yes, so this is another one in French. The verb blesser means to be hurt or to be injured.
Oh my gosh.
But it looks just like bless in English, right? So you maybe want to say that you received a blessing or someone blessed you or you felt blessed. And you might use this verb blesser in French because they look the same. And you would be saying, I was hurt. I was injured. It's a very different meaning.
Hilarious.
Very confusing.
I can't believe how far apart these meanings are. It's wild. Okay. So two more, guys, one in Mandarin and one in Tagalog. The Mandarin one, Mabu, I'm sorry if I'm saying this wrong, all of our listeners.
Well, I guess it's pronounced like mop, right? It said it sounds like mop when you say it.
Oh, got it. So maybe like mop or mapu, maybe?
Maybe, yes.
But it sounds like mop, right? But in, I guess they're these are related.
A little more related.
Not the same, but related. So in Mandarin, it would mean like a rag, like a towel, right? Like a little towel, a dishcloth. But in English, a mop is the wet broom we use to clean the floor.
Yeah. And it would be weird if someone asked you for a mop and you are thinking that sounds just like mop in English. And so you grab the mop and what they really want is a small dishcloth, a little rag. And they would look at you strange, like, that is not what I asked for.
That's so
even
funny.
Though they're similar, they're really very different things.
And you know what? I could see questions coming up in IELTS Part 1 about cleaning and household chores. In fact, I have seen questions about household chores.
Oh, yeah.
So these words, guys, are important to know. Okay, the last one from Tagalog, mommy. This is so cute. Oh, my gosh. So apparently, that could mean a Chinese-style noodle soup. But of course, in English, mommy is just the cute way that kids say mom, mother, right? So again, very different. If a person is asking for a mommy, you know, you gotta know, do you want soup or do you want your mother? Like, this is an important thing to know.
And I could see this on IELTS listening, right? If the word mommy is there and you speak Tagalog, then, and you're imagining immediately this bowl of soup, but I can see you being really confused because the context of the speaking is actually about a child talking about his mother. You need to know that this is a false friend.
Oh my gosh, this is so hilarious. Okay. Besides just having a lot of fun talking about these false friends, guys, I hope we have shown you how amazing this opportunity is, guys, to finally, for Android users, get to access the All Ears English app. This will be the number one app you use on your phone, okay? We all spend time on our phones. We're all clicking through different apps. I know that sometimes I pick up my phone just like out of habit, right? You're just like, oh, I have a minute. I'm going to pick up my phone. And I look at it and I was like, but there's not actually anything on here that I should be doing right now. Guys, you should be doing the All Ears English app, right? Don't scroll through Facebook. Learn English. Improve your vocab in 10 minutes, right? You can learn new words every single day with this app in context and improve your listening, guys, and just have fun studying English. So, guys, check it out, allearsenglish.com/android.
Yes, so excited for you guys to get this app. Thanks for joining us today, and go download it right now.
Yeah, awesome. All right, Aubrey, have a great rest of your day.
You too. See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.